So the Gemara says, Amama, says the Mishnah, Mishah shekohanim nichnasim lechol v'trumah, at the time the kohanim go to eat their trumah. So the Gemara says, Mikdei kohanim, we've seen that kohanim, eimat ka achli trumah. When, we see that since the kohanim, when do they eat trumah? Mishah tzeitzah kohovim, at the time of tzeitzah kohovim. So it says, Litni Mishat Seitz HaKochavim. Let them learn at the time of Seitz HaKochavim.
Teach it to me there instead.
Yeah, say it straight. Why does it tell us, Mishat Shakonim, Nechassim HaKochavim, it's a whole line. Just say Seitz HaKochavim.
So that's a kasha.
That's a kasha, right? So Gemara asks, Milta Agav Orchei Kamashbaron. It's teaching you a halacha by the way. Right. What's the halacha? Konim Emet Ka'achli V'Truma. When do Konim eat Truma? Mishat Seitz HaKochavim. At the time of Tzeis HaKochavim. V'hakamashmur, and this teaches us, the kapara lo me'akva. The kapara, right, does not ma'akiv the eating of a truma. K'datanya, that we learn in a brisa. Uba ha-shemesh, and comes the shemesh, right, v'taha, right, and the kohen becomes taho. Biat shimsho ma'akvato melechol v'truma. The coming of the Shemesh, i.e. nighttime, the fall of nighttime, that which prevents him, milachol betruma, the ein kaparato, and not bringing of the korbanos, ma'akvato milachol truma, and not bringing of korbanos will prevent him from eating truma.
And that's the end of the brayso.
Yeah. So the Gro explains, the kapara lo ma'akva, the kapara doesn't prevent the kohanim, the bringing of the korbanos doesn't prevent the kohanim from eating truma, ki yedua, as it's known. Shanashama ochelet truma, afilu kodim shenishlam, even before it's finished, kaparata. Even before it's finished, it's kapara. And so what does that mean? The neshama can eat its truma, even before it finishes its complete kapara. Simply speaking, we're saying, we know what truma means. Truma means trei mimea. Trei mimea means shah hamishim, right? Mm-hmm. So the neshama can reach Shah Hamishim, that means Achila, right?
So right? The Neshama can reach.
It can be Mesig. Achila means to connect to something. When you eat something, right? When you ochel something, you're mazing from it. You get your nourishment, your sustenance from it. That means if you can eat Truma, that means you can reach that sustenance. You can reach that sustenance of Shah Hamishim, and you don't need a full kapara to reach there. Because you can never get a full kapara. Well, you can get a full kapara for everything. That's Olam Elyon, right?
Right.
You can't get it here. Or maybe you can. Maybe. So the Rebbeinu Avraham ben Agro says, like we're saying, Ki aliyat haneshama balayla, when the neshama leaves the goof, the higher level in the neshama, his nefesh always, when you go to sleep, the higher level is in the neshama. His nefesh remains with him, but this higher level's neshama leave him, and they go up, right? Shaba el beit avia. Right? Shava el Beit Avia. This is a pasuk. This is a pasuk speaking about if a woman marries a Yisrael and the Yisrael dies, so if she returns, the wife returns the Beit Avia, who's a Kohen, lechol betrumas Avia, to eat betrumas Avia. So this is a marshal of the neshama, which is this daughter of the Kohen, who returns the Beit Avia, which is a father, Kiviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And she's eating from Beit Avia, which is, she's amazing from Shah HaNun, from Treba Meah, which is Shah HaNun, the Shah Hamishim, Vavonoteha, and the Avonot of this neshama, right, of this person, Einon mit Kaprim, they not completely have Kapara, she's not complete, right? V'lo yitamu chata'ea, and her sins will not be completely finished. Ad yom hamita, probably. It's going to say, ad yom hamita. Shehi mit mimareket, because then she will be cleaned. It's a form, mimareket is a form of like, through isurim, through, there'll be, aval truma ochelet kodem shenishlam kaparata. But the truma she can eat before she finishes her kapara, i.e. the person could still reach a level of Shah HaNun, even though the neshama doesn't have yet a complete kapara, a complete atonement for its sins. Because that will only be when at Bishas Mita, then a person goes through different parts of Tara, which is, if he's lucky, finishes off with a cleansing process in Gehinnom. So here's a big Kiddush, that a person can reach some amazing, he can be amazing, he can be nourished, he can be Mesik Shahanun without complete Tara, without complete Kapara. Now, you have to understand that all chataim, all sins, all of these aspects of sin, right? And this is at night. That's in Golas, nights in Golas, when a person, there's hest upon him. So a person can reach Shahanun, which is a very, very high level,
right,
even with his sins. Now, that's a little bit difficult, because right, we know that Shahanun is Kabbalah Satera.
Right.
And Kabbalah Satera means Paska Zumatash Onachash. That etzim, the reaching of Sharanun, etzim that level, means there's no sin. Paskal zumatan shenachash, the chet of Adam HaRishon is nikt kape. So how can a person reach Sharanun and not be mit kape? That's a big kiddush, this Gemara is saying. A big kiddush.
That's supposed to be mit kape, the chet im anachash.
Yeah. That's what Shavuos is. We say there's a tikkun of Kabbalah Satera was that, and that's we see that Shahanun is this concept also Tchias HaMeisin. It's this concept Tchias HaMeisin. That's what Kabbalah Satera was, that we received Torah mipi Agvura from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When that's what Gemara says in Shabbos, that the Jewish people were, so to speak, died on hearing it, and they were reincarnated through the Malachim, bringing them back to life.
Right.
That's why the first Dibrot they heard, and the rest they wanted to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. The rest were not on the same level as the first Dibrot.
The first two.
Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yelecha. Right? The first two.
Although we...
So what we're saying is, there's an aspect of Klal Yisrael, this Kabbalas Malchut Shemayim, which is the Asay, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's the Shorish. V'lo yelecha is the Lot Asay. That's the Shorish that we did here in Sinai.
Right.
So klape that... Klape those, that memra, there is, so to speak, there is a complete Kabbalah Satera. That's why if you don't have that, you're a mumma, you're outside Klal Yisrael, you're Dina Kagoy. Right? If you don't believe in Anochi Hashem Elokecha velo yelecha, you're chutz, you're outside, you're a mumma, you're outside Klal Yisrael. Since Anochi and velo yelecha, right? We received Kitsurasa, we received in its proper way. And Krishma is that concept of Yichud Hashem, of Kabbalas Malchut Shemayim, right? Which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and which is Lo Yelecha, i.e. that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus in the world. Klapi those two, we can reach Shahanun. I.e. Klapi those two, klapi the Yichud Hashem, the seeing that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this Olam, right, klapi that, there can be, and we can be nikias hadas. Klapi that it's mitpashet, that it comes down through asha ivarim and asha hamitzvahs, the other mitzvahs which are shaykh to our lower self. That itpashtus, we can still be not naki. It can still not be complete hamlacha, complete malchus over our guf. That means we connect in our, so to speak, our higher self to that concept. And in that sense, we can reach Shahanun, but not in, and therefore we can, kapara is not ma'akev for that level, but in terms of it, that it's mafshid, it reaches the whole level of achdus with our whole being, with our whole self, no, that we can't reach. Because that kapara is ma'akev, i.e. that it's complete hamlacha, a complete revelation of our one's complete self, with that unity, with the Kabbalas Malchut Shemayim, with Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we can't reach. But right, Mitzad our head, Mitzad our higher self, we can reach. And that's probably what the Guru is saying here.
Right.
Because the only time we can reach it for our whole self is B'Shas Misa. Then we have a complete Kapara Klapi Aguf, Klapi our lower self, and then and only then we can reach the level of Anochi V'lo Yelcha Klapi all the mitzvahs. Klapi the whole self. Okay, now let's relearn our Gemara. It says, Amama, Misha Shakani, Nichnasin Lechovatron. When the time, the Kohanim, which here we mean is the Neshamas, enter to eat their Truma. Truma means they reach Sha'anun, Trei Mimea. Mikdei, right? Since Kohanim, Eimad Ka'afi with Truma, when do they reach Sha'anun? Mishat Seita Kochavim, at night time, either time that they're sleeping. Because in their goof, they can't reach, because the goof is Ma'akiv them, because the goof is that which has the Chet. Right?
Right.
So litnei mishat seisa kochavim. So that's Gemara says, when do you read Kriyat Shema? Tzad seisa kochavim. Right? Mm-hmm. So in other words, the Zman of Kriyat Shema is the Zman that the Neshama can reach that level of Shah Hanun. I.e. the Machshava, the higher level of self, can reach Shah Hanun and Kaparata in Ma'akvato. That means his goof isn't Ma'akev. He can reach that level of Sha'ar Nun. He can reach that understanding of full Kabbalah's Malchut Shamayim. Right?
Right.
And see, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, Anochi Hashem Lokecha V'lo Yelecha. Right? He can reach that level, mitzad his higher self, even when he's mechubah to his goof. Because he's mafshit from his goof, and he has an aliyah of a neshama to a higher level of self. That's what the Gemara is telling us. So the Gemara is saying, the Milta Agav Ochi Kamash Malon is telling us a thing, by the way, Kohanim Eimat Ka'achi B'Truma. When do Kohanim eat Truma? When the Neshama itself eats Truma, Mishah Seisa Kochavi, at the night time. V'ha Kamash Malon, the Kapara, that even though the Neshama doesn't have a full Kapara, because only Misa Mekaperis, the time of Misa is Mekaper, Lo Ma'akva doesn't prevent the Neshama, the higher level soul, which leaves him at the time of Shena, of night. That means his nefesh remains with him, but this higher level, his ruach, mm-hmm. his neshama, his chaya yechida, all those things, whatever part is part of him, now leaves him, right? That, this kapar is not ma'akev, his higher level of soul from reaching that yichud Hashem. Kedetanya, uba Hashemesh v'tihe, comes Hashemesh v'tihe. Right? Biat Shemesh Ma'akvato Melechol B'Truma. The coming of the sun is that which is Ma'akiv him from each Truma. Ve'in Kaparato Ma'akvato Melechol B'Truma. I.e. nighttime, right? The Biat Shemesh is that V'tihe, and he becomes Taho, right? He becomes Taho. So Taho we means, but now we know what Taho means. Taho means reaching Shah Hanun. Because we just told that Biat Shemesh is that. Right? And Biat Shemesh is Ma'akvatom Lechol B'Truma. That's what prevents him, which when that happens, when he's Taho, he reaches the level of Tahara. Then right. Kaparato, Ma'akvatom Lechol B'Truma. And Kaparato, he doesn't need the full Kapara of Misa, right, or the time of Misa, to prevent him to reach that Sha'ar Nun. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we have. So what is this Shemesh? Biat Shimsho is Ma'akev. Shemesh Vayareach, Ve'chadesri Kochavim, right? So the Shemesh is referring to Yaakov, and Yareach is referring to Rachel, V'chadisre Kochavim is the Shvatim, right? So it says, Biat Shimsho, that means, is Ma'akiv him Lechol Truma. The coming of that Darga of Yaakov Avinu, the getting of the Darga of Yaakov Avinu, which is the Darga of Shimsho, that's Ma'akiv him Lechol Truma.
Shimsho.
Yaakov is connected to Shemesh. Like Yaakov is Shemesh, like we see in the dream of Yosef, like I mentioned above. So it must be that in Kriyat Shema, we reach the darga of Yaakov Avinu. First, we have to get to the darga of Yaakov Avinu, and that is Ma'akivas from reaching Shah Hanun. And through Kriyat Shema, we get to Shah Hanun.
So through Kriyat Shema,
yeah. There's two things happening. There's the Tara of the Kohen, which Biat Shemsho is Metayah him, and then he reaches Shah Hanun. And there's the Kriya Shema at Tzeitzah Kochavim, which is a time of Beshoch Becha, the time of lying down. When a person sleeps, his neshama reaches Shah Hanun.
Yeah.
Now, it must be, since a person in this world is Kore Kriyat Shema, and this is happening to him in the time of Kriyat Shema of Vishoch Becha, right? That means Kriyat Shema must be getting him to that Darga. So it means all these things must be happening in Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, we must be reaching the level of Yaakov Avinu, which is Biat Shimsho, right?
Right.
And because that's ma'akev us from reaching, from being nizon from Sha'anun. And Kriyat Shema must be we reach that darga through Kriyat Shema. And then we reach somewhat Sha'anun, some level of Sha'anun, right? We reach that from the Echad of Kriyat Shema, right?
I don't fully understand.
So, in the Drushim of the Arizal by the Kavanas of Kriyat Shema, and the Ben Ish Chai brings this, the Kaf HaChaim also brings this, so it's not like Kabbalah. So I'm just going to explain to you, the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ish Chai they bring, that a person reaches the level of Yaakov Avinu, it's called Yisrael Saba, right? In, when you say Shema Yisrael, we're saying listen Yisrael, that's the Darga of Yaakov, is Yisrael. So, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When we say Echad, then we reach what's called the Nahi of Ima, the lower aspect of Ima, which is called Shar HaNun. And therefore, right, since we reach an aspect of Shar HaNun, it's the lower aspect, it's an aspect, we can't really reach the full aspect of Shar HaNun because Kaparato, Ma'akvato, we're still somewhat in our goof, we still don't have the Tara of Aguf. So we only reach a certain level of Yaakov Avinu. Certain level, sorry, of Shar HaNun. But that's, the Kavanas of Kriyat Shema are exactly what this Gemara is saying.
Yes.
When we say Shema Yisrael, what do you say? We say, Hezin, listen. When you're listening to something and you're focused on something, focus, if you focus your mind on something, you're in sync with that thing you're focused on. So Shema Yisrael means there's the focus of Klal Yisrael to that Musag, to that concept called Yisrael. So if I'm focused on that concept called Yisrael, I'm there on that concept called Yisrael. That concept called Yisrael is the Darga of Yaakov, you know, that's the Darga, the higher Darga of Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. That Darga, in terms of the Neshama, is called Yisrael Saba. That's a certain level of recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't. The next part of recognition, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Echad, right? There's a Mesiris Nefesh that I ma'aleh my neshama to the Darga of Echad. I'm Moshe my Nefesh. I give over myself to the level of Echad, and the level of Echad, I reach what's called the lower aspect, the raglayim, the lower aspect of Shar HaNun, which is some level of Achdus Hashem. I'm not in that place because it's brought down in the Ben Ish Chaim, that at that time of the Tefillah, I'm still in the world of Bia, I'm in the world of Bria, I'm the world of Malachim. I'm not in the world of Atzilus. Only when I'm in the world of Atzilus, which is going to be in my Shemona Esrei, only then can I reach the aspect of Achdus Hashem. That happens in Shemona Esrei, and it finishes off with Tachanun. That was written in Siddur, most Sephardi Siddurs, and in the Ben Ish Chai.